Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary Show. Inspiring stories that change lives. Where ordinary heroes tell their extraordinary stories of how they have triumphed over unexpected challenges. This is where we say what can't be said and use the AAA formula for freedom. Awareness, acceptance, and action. Now, here's your host, Hillary Burns.
Hello and welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary Show. Today we are just going to have a ball. I am so excited. We will have a message from our sponsor later, Kikori App. But for now, I would like to invite the wild and famous Gary/Garrett Anderson. Wait till you hear how we know each other. But for now, Gary is the resident lifestyle expert and do-it-yourself hero at the Columbia Inn at Pine Tree, Vermont. And we'll learn more about that later. But before he comes on, I just want to say that Gary, when I was engaged, before I got married, this was a long time ago, now I'm divorced, but at the time, we had this wonderful engagement party in this amazing two-story apartment in New York City. And Gary was there. It was half his apartment, right? And it was just this phenomenal. I mean, I had this black, I called it the boob dress from Barney's. It was unbelievable with these high shoes that I couldn't. I think I just stood in place the whole night because I couldn't walk. But anyway, it was Gary's place. So when I reconnected with Gary recently and I said, you know, we had a party at your house, and he had no idea it was me, but he remembered the party. So anyway, welcome, Gary. We're going to have a ball today. So thanks for
Oh, my God. For me to realize, for you to say that that was you, that I was singing at this party at my house. And then, I mean, it was like my world came crashing in, and it was like, oh my God, what does she know? What doesn't she know? Let's talk.
So what I knew last was that Gary and Arthur were together. And then by the time we got married, which was only 6 months later, Gary was no longer in the picture. Now, Gary had sang at our party. Gary has this amazing voice. He sang with Leah, our friend. And so at the wedding, I was like, where's Gary? You know, anyway, he just wasn't there. Didn't know why. Didn't ask. Didn't know what happened.
I was living at the Y. You know, I was living at the Y on Broadway in 66 because literally I had been kicked to the curb. You know, Wow. Like, you get out of here. Although I didn't find that out from Arthur. I found it out through a friend. You know, it was like this whole...
Right, so tell them the story. So Gary's was a Broadway singer? Or you?
Yeah, that's what I was doing there, yeah. Yeah.
And he was in California. I just found this out like 2 days ago, but I thought Gary had broken up with Arthur because Arthur was old and Gary was this hot young guy.
But old and bald.
But anyway, Gary has his own story.
Although, you know, as I look at it now, I'm so much older than Arthur ever was when I was with him. But so I don't know what that says about me, but at least I'm not bald, you know?
Yeah, you got a lot of hair. So go ahead. You were a singer and on Broadway, so, right?
So I had gotten a job, and this kind of speaks to what we talked about, right? Like, you know, like overcoming obstacles. So here I am, you know, in New York, pursuing my dream of being on Broadway, and I get a job in, and I'm dating this guy, Arthur, and, you know, for me, relationships are always like, I'm in, you know, like, that's just how you be. So I get this job in California doing, get this, Gilligan's Island, the musical. And of course, it's going to come back to Broadway and be this huge hit.
So, and what part were you?
Well, you know how I was the guest artist.
Oh, okay.
You know how on Gilligan's Island, you know, the theme is they always have this person come onto the island, right? Then that person escapes. Well, that was me.
But they never could escape, but the guest could. That's hysterical.
Right.
You're too
Did you ever
young to
watch
figure.
Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, but I was too young to figure out, well, how did those people escape and they couldn't, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Makes no sense
very,
now.
yeah. Well, they wouldn't get paid, you know. Anyway, so
Right.
it was just really amazing, you know. Sherwood Schwartz was who was the creator of Gilligan's Island and Brady Bunch, and his wife and their daughter Hope. They were all involved. Owen and his son Lyle. They were all doing this production, so it was pretty cool. And then somewhere in the middle of that, I got a call from my friend Jill, who said, "Oh, by the way, I guess I know something that you don't know," and what that was that that I was no longer in a relationship with Arthur. So,
My
literally
God.
from the time that I left New York to work in California, never saw him again. I never saw my apartment again, that fabulous apartment, which, by the way, he tried to forge my signature to sell behind my back. So
What
yeah,
about
so
all your
here I am.
stuff? You never got your stuff?
Oh, never saw it again. I had four cats that he this was great. I had four cats that he was going to give to his boyfriend.
His new boy.
His new boyfriend. Oh, well, he'll take him. I was like, what? He'll take him? Fuck you.
Oh,
I say fuck you?
you just did. I
Twice.
hope so. All right. Anyway. So anyway, so there you are. So what
Anyway,
happened? How did you ever overcome that? I mean, gosh, that's a blow.
it was crazy. You know, it was crazy. The thing that was crazy about it was, you know, the friends that I, you know, obviously when people get divorced, you know, you're gonna have one side or the other. And it was probably proximity, but you know, my life like went from having this support structure to having nothing. I mean, I was living at the Y. I finished my job in California, which no surprise, it didn't go back to Broadway. And I moved back to New York because that's what I knew, and I was living at the Y. I think it was $66 a night, you know, by Lincoln Center. And I was like, what am I doing here? This is awful. And New York is a hard enough place to be without having to live at the Y. I mean, how are you going to get a job when you're living at the Y? So I decided to move back to
Wait,
California and
wait,
yeah.
when you so when you're in California, all of a sudden you find that out, the show closes. Did you even try to go home, or you just knew that was over and you just moved into the Y? Like, how did that happen?
You will, yeah, I knew it was. I mean, I think there was some threatening on his part of some sort. I can't recall exactly what. I mean, and you know, Hillary, this is also from my perspective.
Right, no, I
You
know.
know,
But your
which,
home
by
was
the way,
gone. That's
is the
like,
right one.
yeah. Well, no. You hear of like spouses, you know, the wife's away and the husband sells the house and changes the locks and they have no home. I mean, that's kind of like what happened to you.
Yeah,
Like,
and you know, give the cats to the boyfriend and boom. You know, I just couldn't
he liked cats.
understand,
Yeah.
huh?
I said, I hope he liked cats.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I
sorry,
just
go
I
ahead.
no, it's cool. It's cool. I just couldn't understand that. I just couldn't. I couldn't wrap my head around it. Like, how do my friends, who by the way were mine first, how do they stay with this person? And you know, all I could figure out was that he gave them something that they wanted or needed. You know, it could have been money because he was good at making money. Well, he was good at stealing money from other people, which is why he ended in prison. But you know, he was good at making stuff for other people. You know, oh, I want to, you know, I can't have a child, but I really want one, so I'll get one. Arthur will help me. You know, so I think it was kind of one of those things where, you know, you know, you always get things from people, right? And he just happened to give more than me, I guess. I mean, like I said, I'm making this up, but it's still, at the time, it was devastating. It was like, I felt a little like Giselle, like I was being handed off from Jeffrey Epstein, Giselle, you know, Maxwell, like manipulating my life. I don't know. That's, I guess, being a little bit overdramatic, but
So how did you get over it? I mean, here, no home, no clothes, no stuff. Boom, in the Y.
yeah.
No, your
Well,
friends, like, would they not talk to you? They were just like, or they were just on his side. They wouldn't listen to you. Like,
you know, I heard things like, well, you know, people just do really shitty things. Or, you know, they just, I don't know, they just didn't know what to say. I don't really recall anyone really like what helping me. You know, so I moved back to California. And it was like, well, if you're going to have a heartbreak, or if you're going to have to rebuild a life, why not rebuild it on the, you know, in San Diego on the beach? And
So what'd
so,
you do when you got out there?
well, so I got another job. I sang a season with San Diego Opera. I sang with the opera in San Diego for a season, and I rollerbladed on the beach, and you know, it was the most amazing thing. I mean, I was still very, very young. I was 20, 24, 25. So here I am, you know, I think Arthur was the first relationship that I had. So when I got to San Diego, it was like, whoa, look at all these beautiful people. So that's how I got over it.
So it ended up okay. You
Yeah, it ended
moved
up great.
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then
But,
what?
you know, ultimately, I have to say, Hillary, you know, that person that I spoke to that said, you know, well, people do really shitty things. It's true. People do shitty things. And you can, it ultimately ends on my head. You know, yeah, and they may be true. Those things very well may be true. But what are you going to do with the rest of your life? You're either going to live out your dreams, or you're going to continually rehash, say the same thing over and over. I was wronged, blah blah blah. Oh my gosh, you know. But what good does that do me? You know, and I think that ultimately, that's what I discovered is that's done, and the only thing that keeps it alive is me saying it over and over again. And that's the good and the bad news, right? That's like, oh, okay, well, but then what? Then what are you going to create? What are you going to do with the stuff that you just went through? What are you going to do with your life? Because no one else is there. So,
What'd you do?
oh God.
I mean, did
Well,
you, was singing your only profession? You never had to rely on anything else? You got to make money.
yeah. That, I
That's
mean,
amazing.
that was. You know, that was the path that that I was heading in, you know, and along the way I made some really crappy mistakes. You know, really, if I look back at it, I knew that that relationship was wrong. You know, I gave up some, and this is me, you know, like I gave up some of my standards to be with that person. It, you know, some friends that were like, introduced me to Broadway composers, you know, friends. You know, I did some stupid things. Like I gave up, like I abandoned my apartment on urging of Arthur. Like, well, just come move in here, just let it go. Well, like, who does that?
How long did you know him? Before you came back.
Before I moved in, I don't know, 6 months. I mean,
How many years were you with him?
three.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were
Yeah.
young.
I was so young.
Impressionable.
I was so
And
young. I'm a little baby.
he was a great talker.
He was. He was
And
a
what you're
great.
saying, I remember you always thought, oh, he could help me. You know, like that's the way he was. So
He
yeah,
could, you
I
know,
could get, I could, yeah.
he was a great talker.
Yeah.
You know, And as long as it, you know, oh, what was the Joel and I watched what is that the Talented Mr. Ripley last night, and there was a line from that Gwyneth Paltrow talked about, you know, the Dickie is the guy's name that is played by Judd, is that his name, the really handsome one. Anyway, so it's Matt Damon who's handsome too, but then it's the other guy, I can't remember his name, but she said something like, you know, when you're with him, there's this sunlight that kind of washes over you, that you mm-hmm. get to be a part of that. But when that disappears, it's the opposite, mm-hmm. you know,
the dark.
And so that's kind of like the, you know, when you're with those big personalities,
yeah,
that's kind of, you know, you get to be in the glow of that.
I have a question.
Attractive. Yeah.
How did he already live there? Like, how did you now own half?
No, he did not live there.
So you bought that with him.
Yeah, we bought that at an auction. You know, it was 1991. And there were, you know, the real estate market had crashed. And there were all these auctions going on. And you could buy an apartment
for a two-story home. In New York City, two stories. Now you must have brought the piano. This gorgeous piano. I mean, it was plush.
No, that was his. That was his. Okay. He bought that piano.
But still.
Yeah.
It was just like you don't find that in New York.
So yeah, I know.
It's this beautiful place that disappears.
It was amazing. It was two bedroom. You know, gosh, it was. It was. Did you go on the balcony at all?
No, I was stuck because I was wearing those shoes and I couldn't move. People would come to me and I would just wouldn't take. But no, yeah. I did not.
Anyway, yeah, there was a balcony. It was amazing. Yeah. It was an amazing apartment, and who knows? But yeah, we bought that at an auction for, you know, guess how much we bought that for? $30,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, $30,000. This was 1991.
Wow.
And, you know, not that New York prices were that low, but in general, you know, it was because it was an auction. Nobody knew what it was.
Wow. No, I bought my little studio in 86 for 90. I mean, so that's, you know, one room. So, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was a deal.
I hate to ask what he sold it for.
Well, let's see what year did he sell it? It was probably, you know, it was probably 150,000.
Yeah,
it wasn't that much, you know. And it was on 42nd between 8th and 9th. At the time, that wasn't true. You didn't walk over there. Right. It wasn't like true. Not like it is now.
Yeah, right. Gosh, all right, let's go back to California. Let's get you out of this and go back to California. So there you are, singing. Singing for your
friend. Here I am. La, yeah. da. Here
I am singing. Gorgeous people around. You're totally over Arthur. And how did you like get your life going again?
Well, okay. So my best friend, Tracy, she was living in San Diego at the time. I don't know if you ever knew her, Tracy Venner. She was in Gypsy in 91 with Tyne Daly. And so we were best buds. She used to stay over at our house all the time. But anyway, she was working in San Diego too. And then she got a job. She got a job in Beauty and the Beast in Los Angeles. And so we were going to move to Los Angeles together and pursue that, you know, because I really didn't want to go back to New York. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I'm not going back there.
You've moved on, but you were still wrong. Okay, good.
I was still wrong. So I'm going to L.A. I'm going to prove it all, you know?
Yeah.
And L.A. is a different animal in show business, right? L.A. is just a completely different place. And so I got disenchanted with entertainment, and I ended up temping. And then I got a job at marketing at Warner Brothers. And so then I'm on the Warner Brothers lot for, you know, I just gave it all up, gave up that dream and started doing marketing. And I moved up the ranks in marketing and at Warner Brothers. And it was a lot of fun. I was on the lot when, you know, Friends was being produced and ER was being produced.
Oh, so my God.
You know, we'd go to the commissary, and George Clooney would be at the table next to us. I mean, it was really cool time to be on the Warner Brothers lot. So then I just kind of moved on, and
So you never went back to singing?
I dip my toes in the water every once in a while. I had, but I never. I call it the garage and basement tour of Les Mis. I was it was just this awful, awful production of Les Mis, and the venue was like garages and basements.
And what part were you there? What part
I
were you?
was Valjean, you know.
Ah,
Who am I?
Jean
Yeah, Jean Valjean.
Valjean.
So,
Jean Valjean.
yeah,
Wow.
it was fun though. I love that musical.
All right, just sing
That was the
a couple of bars from one of his songs.
a couple of bars.
You know? You don't have to.
I'm trying to think of, I can't even remember. I can't. I'm so bad at lyrics.
Okay, I'm going to Google it. So go ahead. After that, I'll
So
keep
after that,
Googling it.
then at some point, Joel and I love Christmas, right? So people would walk into our house. We'd have this massive, massive Christmas tree, that, and people would go. And we always had this big Christmas party, and people would be like, "Well, who did your tree?" And it was like, "Who did our tree?" Like, I did the tree. And so it took a couple of years, but it was like, okay, so let's do this. So we started. We opened a Christmas shop in Los Angeles. It was called Blitzen's Emporium of Sparkly Delights. Of course, it was, right?
Wait, 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 wait,
And
wait.
we,
Wait, when did you meet Joel? Plus, I have the lyrics here.
what lyrics do you want me
Okay.
to sing?
What have I done? Sweet Jesus, what have I done? Become a thief in the night, become a dog on the run.
Okay, let's see. What is that? Let me look. What is this title in that song? How about Bring Him Home?
Okay.
Okay, let me Bring Him Home
Okay.
lyrics. God on high, hear my prayer. He's young in my need. You have always been there. He is young, he's afraid. Let him rest, heaven blessed. Bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. I haven't sung in years. There you go.
Wow, that was great. Oh,
You're
thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
welcome.
All right. Back
Okay, so back to
to Joel.
Christmas. So
Wait,
we
how
opened.
did you meet Joel? You're on the Warner's lot for 10 years. Did you meet him then
Okay.
or after?
No, so I met Joel. Let's see, this is 27 years. So what is 27
But
years?
you've been with Joel?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're over freaking
Well, yeah, I
Arthur.
mean, yeah. That's old
I'm just
news, but it's
kidding.
fun to talk about.
Sure is. Okay.
It's fun to have people's eyes go, "What?"
Yeah. All right. So, how'd you meet Joel?
Let me
During the
just figure
Warner
this out.
Brothers?
So 1996,
Okay.
and we met online.
Oh.
Yeah, it was this bulletin board called Della's, and it was like the internet. It's not like
Yeah, but
AOL.
there wasn't an internet then, was there?
Yeah, there was. It was dial-up. It
And they hadn't like an app? I can't believe it.
wasn't an app. It was like the Matrix. You know, it was a black screen. It had this had different color text on it, and the bio. You had your bio, and
Blinking, blinking. Yeah.
yeah. So there were no pictures. There were no pictures or anything, and so we started texting back and forth on this site, and ended up having coffee, and then we had dinner the next night, and then we've never been apart.
Wow.
And he's the love of my life. I love him so
Oh.
much. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have so much fun. We just have a blast
But
together.
is he as much fun as you? He always seems so
No.
serious. No. But does he laugh at your jokes? I guess
Oh
that's
yeah, he laughs.
the
I can get him all the time. I can get him all the time. You know, he's an attorney, so he's
sorry.
Very serious.
Sorry.
Very serious.
Sorry about that. Wow.
The best thing
right.
is, so at our house in Los Angeles, we have this.
Oh, right. Sorry, I interrupted.
We have a sink, right? And growing up, my parents are just awesome, and my dad used to love to scare us. I don't know. We loved it. And
where was this? So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Colorado.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. just I know we haven't talked about this, but you know that I'm adopted, right? And I think I told you that, right?
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm adopted. I recently did Ancestry, the Ancestry DNA, and this is crazy. I have 15,000 people that are related to me by DNA. Like, I don't even know how that happens. Like, did baby dad, was he a sperm donor? Like, how, 15,000 people. Anyway, recently, like in January, another person popped up where I have two first cousins, which means that we share the same grandparents on one side. And, yeah, isn't that crazy?
Well, wow. I mean, 15,000, let's say somebody like five generations back, right? And then if it just would go like, woo, could that happen? Could that be
how? I don't know. It's like,
they
kind of, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. I just don't know how that could happen. So there are two first cousins. So real quick, you know, that's another thing that we could talk about, overcoming. Like, you know, my parents have always been my parents. I adore them. They are the best. And at a certain point, I was like curious. I wanted to see, like, all of Joel's family looks like. He has four siblings. They all look alike. They all act alike. They all sound alike. And I became curious. Mm-hmm. And so I registered on Ancestry, and I put this little note. Anyway, a half sister popped up and she texted me and she was like, why are you looking for these people? Why are you looking? And I said, well, you know, we should probably have a conversation. It's not the best thing to do over text. And I was doing all this through this website called bastardnation.com. Like, what kind of seriously, couldn't you think of a more empowering name other than Bastard Nation? And the thing about that is there are all these boards on Bastard Nation about how people are really bitter about being given up for adoption. They're upset. They're just, you know, it's not okay. Mm. Now I never had that. But I could kind of get where they're coming from, but, anyway, bottom line is through talking to my half sister, she sent me pictures. Oh, and this is the crazy thing. My birth mom was an opera singer. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So,
well, not that crazy, given your talent.
Well,
I mean,
I guess like DNA like passes, right? Like,
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Anyway, I wrote her this, you know.
Was your mother still alive?
I think so. We don't communicate. She doesn't want to. Okay. She doesn't want to have any kind of a relationship, and that's fine. You know, there are these images or pictures of, oh, I'm going to go find my birth family.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you're getting into. I mean, you think I'm weird?
No.
Who? What? What are you getting into with these stranger people who maybe even have the same conversations flopping along in their head? Who wants that? Yeah. Anyway.
Did you ever meet her? Did you ever meet
her?
You didn't.
No. No. Well, now, my half-sister said that at one point, well, maybe when mom dies, Evelyn, I call her my host vehicle. Maybe when the host vehicle passes away, I still want to meet. But I wrote her this letter. This is great. I wrote her this letter. I was like, I just wanted to be able to thank you. You know, I have this amazing life. I've done this. I've done that. I have this incredible musical talent. And I also want to thank you for my parents. My parents weren't able to have a family, and you allowed that to happen.
Mm.
And It was just such an amazing, I sent her a picture of me running the LA Marathon. It was such an amazing thing to do. And I just got completely okay, you know, complete with it.
Wow.
And that lasted about 6 weeks. And then when she didn't write back, I was like, that bitch. But
how dare she?
I was so great with her and she didn't write me back. I can't even believe this.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. All right, now I hate to do this because I'm laughing too hard, but it's time for our little, I call it halftime. With our
halftime at our Rihanna show.
Yes. And then
this is where Hillary makes me sing a Rihanna song.
You probably could, maybe.
No.
Start looking at the lyrics.
I do not know Rihanna. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. We're ready, and then we'll be back.
Are you inspired? Are you living a life story you are proud to tell? Are you actively pursuing and creating the life of your dreams? If not, you really need Hillary's AAA program for freedom. Just visit gettingrealwithhillary.com and schedule time with Hillary today.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teacher's plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
KIKORI. Go there now.
That's right. That's my daughter's company. I always take a picture of it and send it to her so she remembers.
Oh, that's your daughter's company? That's great.
Yeah, that was her voice. Wasn't
she
awesome. Good? I think she's so good. I get so tickled. That's Haley. Okay, back to you.
That's right. Enough about you. What do you think of me?
Yes. So, okay. Well, I never let you finish the Christmas story about how you launched your resident lifestyle expert.
Yet another thing for me to be upset about. Just kidding. Okay.
Good. Then you can tell us how you overcame another upset.
So,
since you're over Arthur, I'll just keep you,
using the triple A's. Gosh, you know, so anyway, we opened up a little Christmas shop in Los Angeles, and every January we'd go to Europe and we'd shop for all the Christmas ornaments, and it was just a blast. And then I started doing appearances on KTLA and Fox
What's
News
that?
And KTLA is a television show, a morning show.
Okay.
So I was doing appearances as their resident. I'm going to see if I can find something as we're talking. I was doing stuff for them. Like I would go into the studio and I'd set up, you know, five Christmas trees, different themed Christmas trees, home, Garrett Anderson, where are you? And
so you would like bring the tree and all the stuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'd get up. I would rent this, van, you know, kind of like, one of those cargo vans, stalker mom vans. I loved that thing. The seats would go all the way down. It was the coolest thing. And my friends were like, you are not getting a stalker mom van. Anyway, so we'd go over there 5 a.m. and we'd set up the whole stage, and then I'd be there the whole morning telling people, you know, like we had one year we had a Frosty the Snowman white tree, and we had a man's tree that was a ladder with all these tools hanging off of it, and I had a treat tree which I covered in donuts and cupcakes, and you could eat the stuff from the tree. So
did you have to go buy the stuff, or did they pay?
Well, it all came from the store. It all came from the store.
Oh, okay, right. I forgot about the store. Okay, all right. So
yeah.
you had
so,
it. How
Yeah,
fun.
so I
Did you
so
love
we already
that?
had it. That was great. And so then I just became this like lifestyle expert in the Los Angeles market. And then yeah, and so then it was like it kind of blossomed from that. We bought this farm in Vermont, this old rundown farmhouse, and I was like, well, I can do that. How hard can it be? So I've literally you see the walls in the background. I put in all the electrical, all the plumbing, all the DIY, all the drywall. And it's been a big deal.
How do you know how to do that? You just figure it out?
YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah. So now I'm pursuing that. We renamed it Columbia Inn at Pine Tree, Vermont. And Pine Tree, this is what is on our website, the inn and farm. So, Columbia Inn is originally from White Christmas. That's the inn that everybody goes to, right? And it's in Pine Tree, Vermont. Well, Pine Tree, Vermont isn't an actual place. But we say Pine Tree, Vermont is a mystical and enigmatic place that cannot be found on any map or GPS. Some might even say it's not even real. It's not. But it is. It's a place that can be reached through appreciation of beauty, love, and acknowledgement. So that's what we're pursuing now.
And is it going to be like an inn? Like you're going to rent rooms or you're just having
I'm
fun
just
with an
calling it
inn?
that.
Okay.
I don't want people, strangers staying in my house.
It's definitely a Hallmark movie. I mean, they need to write one for you guys. I can give you the formula. Half hour before the
Oh,
end,
okay.
you have a fight. 2 minutes before the end, you kiss, and all of a sudden you're happily ever after. So.
Well, it just so makes sense, right? It's like the middle-aged gays leave the Hollywood Hills and they move to Vermont and start selling antiques and open a bed and breakfast. I mean, that's our
Yeah.
life.
But
Yeah,
you'd need to
yeah.
have like the bad person who's trying to break you up or something. So, Arthur.
Oh, yeah,
Arthur
he's dead.
could come back from
He
the
could come back from death and prison and all that.
Try to steal the inn.
I
Come
love
on.
saying that. I have to say, I do love saying that. Death in prison.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I keep
That's
interrupting.
okay.
I'm having too much fun.
Yeah.
So, okay, so
And
that's
then
what you're doing. And then you also told me you
so this
wanted
is
taste
something.
making. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is something I did for a New York TV show. I have this is the Valentine's Day thing that I did. It's just a plain ball jar that I got from the basement from last year's canning, and I painted it pink, and then these little hearts are my thumbprints, and it used to have some it used to have M&Ms and candy stuff in it, but that's long gone. But so that's what I'm doing. I'm inventing stuff, and maybe I don't know, it could be the next Marty. Martha Stewart, the next
Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart,
So where do they find you? Like, do you have YouTubes? What do you do?
Yeah,
How do people see you?
so people can see me on garrettanderson.com
Okay.
or Instagram, and I'm doing like live TV demos here on the East Coast now. And so they can probably see me on around holidays, really, is when people can see me do that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I'm just plugging away. And in the
So now,
meantime,
okay. So I have to ask, is Joel, is he still a lawyer? So where does he work virtually or he works in Vermont?
He works virtually. When COVID happened, all the courts in LA shut down. And you could only appear virtually, and something clicked in the LA court's head that, God, this really works. You used to only be able to appear virtually through an outside company, and now during COVID, they brought it all in-house, and it's amazing. Nobody goes to court anymore. I mean, obviously, he has a trial in November that he'll be at, so stuff like that. But regular court appearances where, it's all remote, online. It's fantastic. The only thing that's not that great for me is, he still works California time, so he's working pretty late, and
So you have time to paint jars then?
Yeah, just doing crafts and crafts and shit.
How fun! Now you also have a we're talking about. I know you're going to be Marty Stewart, but the taste making a couple of things that you had mentioned: taste making empire and the chocolates.
Oh that gosh! You have okay,
to talk about yes.
Well, it's kind of hard to say when I talk about taste making, like what, how do you pinpoint that? And ultimately, I want to be able to encourage others to have to that they can DIY their dream life into existence, right? Like it's something that everyone can do. So.
And are you just talking about like the beauty side of it, how things look, or are you talking about life?
Well, all of it, really. I mean, obviously, I'm somebody who kind of does it to extreme, right? I did the plumbing for a huge house, but most people aren't going to want to do that. But they will want to do this. Can you imagine how cute this would be with your kids' prints on this? Oh. You would keep this forever, and it would be really fun to have your kids participate with you while doing it. So taste, go ahead.
No, I love that.
Oh, good.
Where do they get the pink paint?
Just, Michael's.
Red and white? Did you have to mix the red and white? Or did they
I think I might have mixed a little red and white.
Okay.
I think I think I did. Okay. I mean,
I'm just asking. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
whatever works for you. So taste making, that's a perfect example. Here's a line of paint. This is the paint that's coming up for the next year. Pantone color. Pantone has a color for the year, and coming up with like a line of paint that works with Pantone. If you want to work with the color of the year,
what's
we have chickens.
Pantone?
So
what's Pantone? Is that just a paint company?
It's a company that it's a design company, a color design company. So they're kind of the standard in, computers. One color may look different from another. So they give them hex codes.
Oh,
it's pretty much for designers. Yeah. So there's continuity across platforms. But every year they come up with a color that's the color of the year. This year it's this like brilliant, really deep red. So anyway.
What was it last year?
Last year it was purple. It was lavender. It was lavender. It was really cool. It was kind of like a lilac color.
Nice. Huh.
Yes. Oh, it was periwinkle. Actually, that's what it was. It was periwinkle.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. You can still have it for a room. So like last year, what I did was I made our own wallpaper with periwinkle lilac on it. So yeah.
You made it?
Yeah. How car can it be? It was a little bit difficult, but yeah, it's really cool. Block stamping. We've all done it with a potato. Didn't you ever block stamp as a kid?
I think I flunked art.
You probably had fun.
Nerd. I got good grades, and art was just like, wasn't.
Not one of them.
Yeah, I was music, but not art. So I probably didn't pay attention.
Well, you take a potato, like you slice a potato, and then you carve a design in the potato, and then you dip the potato in ink, and it makes like a really cool thing. Yeah, there are all these.
So what did you put on in this periwinkle? What was your design?
It was a lilac bush, like a lilac repeat.
Oh, I wish we could see it. Okay.
I know that. Maybe this year I'm concentrating on getting all the walls done. I get kind of sidetracked with, oh, pretty, I want to do that.
Wow. So this is great.
Yeah.
So you just come up with these ideas. They just come into your head.
Yeah,
Like,
I kind of look at what's trending. I have Martha on a Google News alert. Like last week she was on the Super Bowl. She was on the Super Bowl commercial. You know, she and Snoop Dogg are really good friends. And she had apparently had a tattoo of Snoop on his arm. And so there's some really cool apps out there. I had my face replaced onto hers, and so now I have like a Snoop Dogg tattoo on my arm. Kind of cute. Kind of funny.
oh my God, she was a neighbor. She lived in Westport here.
Oh wow.
I've
Did you
met
know her?
her. I've met her. I was at her pool in the Hamptons once.
Wow.
Just saying. Just
Wow.
saying. Yeah. She wouldn't remember me, but I was there. So anyway. Wow. Well, this is cool. All right. So
She's made a huge impact on the design industry.
well, you're gonna be the next Marty. So what's your vision? In 5 years, where would you, if this taste-making empire took off, where would you want to be?
Well, pushing my stuff on QVC, having my own line, you know, speaking of which, that's kind of one of the goals for this year. So Joel's brother has a chocolate company. Well, he has a chocolate farm. So he lives in Ecuador, Quito, Ecuador, and he grows cacao. And so when we started our Christmas shop, we started our own line of chocolate, and we called it What Do You Love? What Do You Love Chocolate? And I made this really amazing chocolate bar, and it had origami. It was in an origami packaging, and you opened it up, and there was a card, and it just said, "What do you love about your life? Share something that you love about your life with someone you love." And so, you know, really, the company and really in the movie is all about acknowledging this person that made a huge difference in these soldiers' lives. And so that's kind of the spirit that we want to continue on. You know, acknowledgement makes a difference. Like borders disappear, hatred disappear, it d disappears. You know, when there's acknowledgement, there's a freedom to be, and there's a th love really is present, right? When you get acknowledged by someone, love is present. And so if I could be on QVC having people, you know, buy one, get one free that we'll send as a gift to acknowledge someone. That's kind of the image that I have in my head. So yeah, QVC, Costco, be in all the stores about all, you know, all pr our products are great, but we're about acknowledgement.
So
So.
the chocolate bar, what does it have?
Yeah.
Like a postcard or something? Or like
Well,
how do they, I mean, I get buying the chocolate, but how does that acknowledgement part work?
you can we have people tag us. We have people tag us and on Facebook, I mean on Instagram. There's also I'm redesigning the packaging because the packaging that we were using wasn't scalable. It was 12 different origami folds, and here I am like trying to fold all this origami, and it just wasn't possible to have any kind of a scale. So I'm redesigning the packaging where we'll have part of the wrapper turns into a postcard. So you can then just take the wrapper and send the wrapper as an acknowledgement.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know
It's gonna
what?
be fun.
Yeah. So that's your vision that people are, that they spread that. Well, it's also appreciation. I'm wondering how that fits in with. When you get acknowledged, you feel seen and known.
Yeah, you feel seen, appreciated.
It alters your energy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, one of the things I do is I write poems for people of acknowledgement, and I say, you know, like I just did one for my mom for her 93rd birthday about what I love about her.
Oh, that's great.
And they love them because they're all about them, you know.
Would you read it? You made me sing. Would you read it?
Do I have time? I'd have to find it.
Well, we have what, 4 minutes?
It's posted. No. You know what? It's on my blog. So it's on
Okay.
creatinglifeouthere.com. You can go. The last post was my mom's poem. Yeah.
Okay.
He's gonna go there now.
I'm gonna
I
go
did
there
make
now.
you sing, but that's okay.
Well,
So
I'll read it.
anyway.
Creating life, say it again, creating life what?
Creatinglifeouthere.com.
Creatinglifeouthere.com. Okay.
Yeah. So what's your Instagram handle?
The Garrett Anderson.
The. Okay. So the Garrett Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can I read this?
Sure.
To mom on her 93rd birthday, I'm blessed to have you for a mom and to be able to spend time with you. You're generous, brilliant, and fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. You're always an inspiration to me. You are perky and peppy and wise. You never complain or bemoan and are always asking about guys. You love to hear about people. Any gossip, you always ask. You never sit still or take time, always looking for the next ask. I'm a lucky, lucky girl to have you for a mother. Our family is my blessing, two sisters and two brothers. We all love you very much, whether you're mom, babe, or Elaine. That we get to spend time with you at 5 Aspetuck Lane. I love that. So don't think you're a bother or imposing on our time, because being with you is as good as it gets, and that's why I wrote this rhyme. Happy birthday, Mom. We love you. That's awesome. I love that, Hillary.
Thank you. Well, so my mom has dementia, and the thing about the poem is every time she looks at it, it's like a brand new thing, and she gets so excited. So that's one thing. And the other thing is she thinks she's an imposition. And I got tired of trying to tell her that she wasn't. So I wrote that poem so that she would know that we do love to spend time with her, and it's not a problem. So,
Oh, that's great.
yeah,
That's a
thank you.
great acknowledgement. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've always written these poems and people love them. So I get what you're doing, and anything I can do to help you, let me know, you know.
Thank you.
So
Thank you.
yeah, so 1 minute. So anything, so Garrett, the Garrett Anderson on Instagram,
Yeah.
and anything you want to say in closing? I love what you're doing. I love how you've overcome Arthur and all these other things, and that you love your life, and you know.
It's life is pretty spectacular. You okay there?
Just joking, so I'm muting. Go ahead.
Life is pretty spectacular. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry,
It
something
was.
was
I'm
not.
glad it was a laughing one and not a crying one.
Well, I ended up crying anyway, but good tears. They're always good
Yeah,
tears.
good tears.
Yeah, thank you. And
Yeah,
I
you're
can't wait
welcome. Thank you.
to see you on QVC.
Yeah, we'll see you in the movies.
And
Or
how is the chocolate? The chocolate is good. Like, who actually makes
Oh
the
my God.
bars? You do?
It's amazing. They do. They do
They
for
do.
us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
So it
so cool.
gets shipped up from Ecuador.
Wow. Well,
Yeah.
thank you. This has been
Man, absolutely.
a wide-ranging conversation with Gary Garrett Anderson. Thank you so much for being
Awesome,
here.
Hillary. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Getting Real with Hillary show. We hope you are entertained and inspired. Please subscribe to Hillary's newsletter. Go to gettingrealwithhillary.com for more freedom techniques and fantastic stories and links to other great stuff. And don't forget to tune in every week on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio TV. And let's get real. Let's get connected. Let's get inspired and create that life you love.